the call to preach is a call to study. You know, you got to study. Yes. Don't be the preacher that only studies when they got to preach.
Yes.
Don't be the preacher that only studies when they got to get up and teach Sunday school or whatever your assignment is for the moment.
That's
study,
good.
Study, study.
Right.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Success in Christ podcast. I am your host, LaGenia Bearden, and I want to welcome you to season two. That's right, season two of the Success in Christ podcast. And today you're going to be listening to episode 15. Hey, I just want to say thank you to everybody who has been listening. I've been on a bit of a hiatus for the last 2 months. The last episode, I think we released the first week in December, where we were talking with the fabulous Miss Tabitha Brown, who is doing some amazing things. So if you have not yet listened to Tabitha, I invite you to go back to episode 14 and go ahead and listen to all the rest of the episodes as well. And listen to the testimonies of these individuals. But as for today, I am so excited about our guest that's on the show. I'm going to be speaking with Elder Cherie Evans. Elder Evans is amazing. She is an amazing, awesome woman of God who is a preacher, a teacher, and I mean, she is just on fire for the Lord. She has done some amazing things, and I've said it before, and you'll hear me say in the interview, she is anointed, she is appointed. She is a woman who is ministering the gospel of Christ, and despite some oppositions that we women ministers get, she is actually just the opposite. God has blessed her and put her among some great individuals who have just helped to move her into positions within the ministry that have helped her to excel. And God has used her greatly. And for that, I am so grateful. I'm so thankful that she was able to sit down with me and tell her story, tell her testimony just of how she grew up and some of the things that she's gone through, what she's doing now. I'm not going to tell you guys too much because I want you to sit and listen and be blessed. Again, I want to say thank you to everybody that has continued to listen to our past episodes. And I promise you guys, there's going to be some wonderful episodes to come as well. But this one today is absolutely amazing. I want you guys to sit back, relax, and listen to Elder Cherie Evans. Stay tuned after the interview. I have some important information for you guys. But as for now, relax and listen to my interview with Elder Cherie Evans. All right, good afternoon, everybody. This is Gina Bearden with Success in Christ podcast, and I am so excited. I am sitting here with the one and the only Elder Cherie Evans. I am excited about this interview, everyone. I met Elder Evans a few years ago at a women's conference at my church here in North Little Rock, First Baptist Church, S.A. Jones Drive. She came and ministered to us women during our women's conference, and I mean, she is anointed, she is appointed, and God is definitely using her. I asked her if she would mind sitting down for an interview to talk with us today, and she humbly accepted, and I'm just so grateful and thankful. Welcome to Success in Christ.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you.
I don't take it lightly.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, to begin with, you are a mother, you are a minister, you are a sister, you are a daughter, and you are a friend to many. You attend St. Luke Baptist Church, and you are the pastor of the youth and young adults there.
That's right.
All right. So tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, just start wherever you feel led. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into ministry, and just how you got to this point that you're in your life right now.
Okay. I am born and raised, right? Well, this is not Little Rock. This is North Little Rock. Mm-hmm. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Never shall the two be.
That's right.
born and raised in Little Rock, Arkansas. I am the eldest of two children. Mm-hmm. Both of my parents, I'm a PK, pastor's child, and my mother was an evangelist. She passed away back in 08. Mm-hmm. So I came from preachers. My, you know, uncles and a couple of my aunts are pastors and preachers. So it's just in my DNA, so to speak. And it's kind of funny, growing up, my church, we were Baptists, but we were very charismatic Baptists. So We believed in speaking in tongues and laying on of hands and women in ministry.
Yes.
And so it was not until I grew up and left my home church to hear about all these people who don't believe in healing and don't believe in speaking in tongues and they're fighting against women in ministry. I'm like, what's wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
You know, what is this?
Yeah.
So all of that traditional Baptist stuff was really, really new to me. Mm-hmm. And so it caused me to kind of, I don't know, when I knew that the call of God was on my life to preach the gospel, I was kind of hesitant, just a little bit,
right.
but I think my background, my foundation caused me to stand up and go ahead and acknowledge the call of God. And that was back in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rest is history.
Yeah. And so now you are pastor of the youth and young adults at St. Luke.
Absolutely.
St. Luke. So right before you got to St. Luke, what is it that you were doing?
I was in radio. I have my degrees in mass comm, radio, TV, and film.
Okay.
So I came from radio.
Mm-hmm.
But before, I've always been active in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So when the radio station that I was a part of was sold, and so I was like, okay, God, I need to either go back to full-time ministry or I need to go and find another job in my area of degree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a few years went by. I went to auto financing, and I knew that was not my end.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. That was just like in the meantime, get your bills paid kind of job. So
right.
I stayed the course. I was faithful. And then maybe 3 or 4 years later, I got the opportunity to be a part of the St. Luke staff, pastoral staff, where I am proud to say that I am the first female to be a part of the pastoral staff in 145 years that they've been in existence.
Okay,
so,
that's pretty amazing. Under the leadership
Pastor
of
Pastor Eric L. Alexander.
Alexander,
Ooh.
He is amazing.
Yes, he is.
He is an awesome, awesome speaker. Good, good. And so, right before you got that position, you were, as far as ministry.
As far as ministry,
yeah.
I've always, like I said, I started preaching, or I acknowledged my call to the ministry in 1994 under the leadership of Bishop Kenneth Robinson at Antioch Full Gospel Baptist Church. So
Bishop.
Bishop has given me, shout out to Bishop Robinson, so many opportunities in ministry. I served, I think I've done everything but be the senior pastor. I've done, I was the youth director there. I was praise and worship leader, started out praise and worship leader. Christian education director. Then eventually I moved to becoming the minister of music over the entire music ministry. And then that's when, you know, I got the, heard the voice of the Lord telling me that it's time to do something else. And and I was questioning God because I'm like, this is my livelihood. This is my check.
Yeah.
Lord, are you sure? You're talking to me, you know, to uproot and move to do something else. And so that was a very hard thing that I had to do because of all the opportunities that I had been given in ministry and, you know, the whole loyalty piece. And God had to really deal with me on that. And so after I moved from there, I went to St. Mark under the leadership of Bishop Arnold at the time. And speaking with Bishop Arnold, he told me, you know, a lot of people know you for your singing. And that's wonderful. That's fine. He said, but I want to expose the word of God that I know is on the inside of me. And so he gave me so many platforms, you know, with them being streaming live, so many opportunities to preach, doing Bible study, doing Sunday morning services. I can remember I preached one Sunday morning and somebody emailed them from the church saying that they were in Kuwait and they were blessed by my ministry.
Wow.
And that really, really touched me. And it went back to the conversation that I had with Bishop Arnold. Not only did Bishop Arnold extend so many opportunities, but Pastor Pointer, Philip Pointer, gave me so many platforms and opportunities. So I was able to work with the singles ministry. Single Sunday school teacher. I was over a part of the working with the youth ministry. Then eventually I became placed over the young adult ministry there.
Okay.
And so that's what I was doing. And then the opportunity came to go to St. Luke where that opportunity came available. And so speaking with Pastor Pointer, I did let my pastor know every step of the way what was happening. And he gave me his blessing. And so in 2015, I went to St. Luke to be a take on the role of youth and young adult pastor.
Okay, which is where you've been ever since.
That's where I've been ever since.
Okay, and so you're loving what you're doing.
I love it.
Good,
absolutely.
Good. I can tell. I can tell. I follow you on Facebook, and I see all the awesome things you all are doing. Something else, I'm going to remind me to tell you something, make myself a note.
Okay.
Before we leave here today, I want to mention something to you. So we are in the Baptist church. We're in the Baptist arena.
Mm-hmm.
And you were speaking before about the tradition,
yes.
You know, about women ministers
yes.
in the church and so on and so forth. So when you knew God gave you the call, you had the call of ministry on your life.
Mm-hmm.
Did you first realize that while you were at your home church, or was it when you left your home church?
I think I really honed in on it when I left.
When you left.
Because at my home church, I was always singing or directing the choir.
Yeah.
I was teaching, you know, Sunday school or Vacation Bible School, but I was just like, nah, I ain't trying to be no preacher now. That ain't,
yeah.
you know, I'm
mm-hmm.
good. No,
right.
So it's when I left and became a young adult
mm-hmm.
that I really honed in on what I heard the voice of the Lord saying. And so I tried to sing it out. I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can do this. So
yeah.
it never failed. Every time I would sing,
mm-hmm.
I end up preaching at
right.
the end.
Mm-hmm.
God was like, no, you're going to do it my way, not your way, honey.
That's right.
So it
right.
eventually, and then I was married. I married very young,
mm-hmm.
21 years old. So I was afraid to tell my husband at the time
mm-hmm.
because he came from a traditional Baptist church.
Okay.
So, you know,
yeah.
I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay. So
right.
before I told him, I went and told my parents, who I knew understood.
You're right.
So
right.
just
uh-huh.
to get that okay, that validation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was wrong for this, but my husband found out when I went up to the front to say, I acknowledge my
call. Oh, you acknowledge the call.
He was being ordained as a deacon that night.
Oh, okay.
It's just going to be a grand occasion.
Right, so it was shocking for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so you acknowledged, that was going to be my next question. You acknowledged that
mm-hmm.
at your home church or?
At Antioch.
At Antioch.
Yes.
Okay, at
yes.
Antioch under, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was Bishop's response? Well, apparently,
Bishop,
you know, he put you up.
Well,
so.
He did, but mm-hmm. this is how Bishop Robinson did it. He would try to talk you out of it.
Mm.
Because he said, if I could talk you out of it, well, this is what I later found out. If I could talk you out of it, that wasn't really the call.
Yes.
So this is what I did. Before I acknowledged, I wrote him a letter because
uh-huh.
I was scared.
Mm.
So
wow.
you're supposed to go talk to the pastor,
yeah.
but I wrote a letter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he read the letter, and he doesn't, like, try to push you. It's like he tries to deter you, and
mm-hmm.
then if he can succeed at that, then
he
wasn't
knows.
Really the
it
call.
It wasn't, you're right,
mm-hmm.
right, okay. That's something.
Yeah.
Bishop. Well, that's something. Okay, so now you're ministering, I'm back at Antioch, so you're over the music ministry,
mm-hmm.
and
music.
You're ministering now, and so how are people receiving you? And I'm asking these questions because there are so many women,
mm-hmm.
Me being one, that I know God has placed a call on my life, but
mm-hmm.
because of where I am,
mm-hmm.
I'm reserved. You know,
right.
God, if my pastor asks me to do something, I'm there for him. I thank God for the support of my husband, but, you know, I sit back because of, I want to respect
mm-hmm.
the house
mm-hmm.
and the leadership of the house.
Absolutely.
So how were the and people's response? I've always been fearful of the response of the people.
Okay.
How did you deal with that, and how did people receive you as a woman minister in the church?
Well, I was not the first at Antioch. But
okay.
When I came to Antioch, it was right on the cusp of us going into the Full Gospel Baptist Church
mm-hmm.
Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you know, that was kind of a branch from the traditional Baptists because they believed in the fullness of
mm-hmm.
the, you know, what the Bible says from
mm-hmm.
cover to cover. And women in ministry is a part of that,
mm-hmm.
One of the distinctions in of Full Gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a struggle
okay.
because, again, I was not the first woman
okay.
minister
that's good.
At Antioch.
That's
so
good. That's good.
It wasn't a struggle. I was received well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And I can see that you're outgoing, you're fun, and people gravitate towards
yes.
you. So I can see that happening. What advice would you have for other women that are struggling in ministry right now and with the call on their life because of tradition and that sort of thing? What advice would you have for a woman that's kind of struggling right now with that?
First of all, pray about how to approach the whole situation with your pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I don't know what it feels like to be under a pastor who does not,
mm.
who does not embrace women in ministry. So
mm-hmm.
I, you know, I'm not trying to tell anybody to leave your church, yeah. but I'm just, be very prayerful and go and talk to your, because you don't want to be a renegade. You mm-hmm. don't want to just up. Yeah. We got too many of those spirits, just people just jumping up, leaving, because mm-hmm. they won't let me
prematurely,
preach.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
That's why they don't want to hear us now. So many out of order women
right.
in ministry.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say pray about it. Ask God for the approach. And God's going to always provide the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And share your heart. Mm-hmm. And then if your pastor, it won't be a she if they're not embracing mm-hmm. you, but if your pastor says that they don't embrace it, mm-hmm. then I say pray about where your next move will be. Okay. Because you do not want to stifle the call of God on your life. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard of people saying, well, they'll just let you be, you know, get up on Mission Sunday. Mm-hmm. No, I'm mm-hmm. not a speaker. I'm a preacher. Mm-hmm. You know, so you don't get to just diminish me to a Mission Sunday that's mm-hmm. once a quarter. No. Mm-hmm. Or we'll just let you teach Sunday school.
Yeah.
I'm a preacher. Mm-hmm. And so I need to do what God called me to do. So I'm just trying to see if I'm going to be able to execute it here. If not, then you need to be prayerful about what your next move is.
Right. Always seek God.
Always
seek
God.
The place of God.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's good. So now that you're at St. Luke, what are things like for you there?
All is well. I get to minister to, right now, I'm over 11-year-olds all the way up to 35. And so we're bringing in, we're looking to bring in some help.
Okay.
Because that's a vast number.
It's a big church.
Yes, it's a big church, mm-hmm. but that's a large demographic mm-hmm. To be over with not a lot of help. Mm-hmm. So right now, I got the student ministry. Someone else does children's ministry. Mm-hmm. And so my job is to just try to disciple them. Mm-hmm. To get them to be who they need to be, to own their faith mm-hmm. when we're not around, mm-hmm. you know, because
yeah.
right, you know,
yeah.
you can remember being a teenager, maybe sometimes it wasn't always cool to be the Christian, mm-hmm. you know, I think I remember crying because they used to call me church girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Holy Roly was my
name. Church girl, she's sanctified or whatever.
Yeah.
Her daddy a preacher. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you tend to try to dumb me down, but I want to teach them not to do that. Own your faith and share your story, you know, be happy about who God created you to be as a Christian.
Right.
And so the hardest demographic right now is that 18 to 24, the college age demographic. So that's where this year, that's where our focus is mm-hmm. as well, you know, relating to young adults. Mm-hmm. So,
Okay.
It's not the same. Mm-hmm. Every young adult's needs are not the same. So when you start to build relationship, because of going into this, you know, I was kind of accustomed to doing group, you know, a lot of group stuff and not having to take out time to go to lunch with this one or inbox this one or, you know, just be there for that, showing up at games or showing up mm-hmm. at graduations and stuff like that. But when you're over the entire gamut, you have to become relational. And I think we try to reach everybody at one time. And mm-hmm. I think that's where we tend to get discouraged because everybody ain't. I mean, just everybody's just not receptive. So, I think
true.
When you're there for this one during this hardship, mm-hmm. you just gained a member, so mm-hmm. to speak. Or when you're there, when this person's uncle or their mother, their grandmother passes away, you just gained their trust. So, you know, so it's one at a time. And we try to take the whole thing at one time.
Yeah.
But it's one bite at a time.
Mm-hmm. And making yourself available.
Make yourself available.
That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
Whenever I make myself available to people, mm-hmm. they are appreciative of that.
Mm-hmm. They never forget.
Right.
They
exactly. Especially during those hard times.
And I've even seen where even when they go away, mm-hmm. and you know, because sometimes we tear off on a tangent and we go away, mm-hmm. but they always remember what you've done for them.
Yeah.
And so you can just get in that inbox, hey, just checking on you, everything okay?
Right.
And so they, you know, they're very appreciative.
Right,
so.
Right. So, I mean, that's a big ministry there mm-hmm. at St. Luke. How do you keep personal life and it's almost kind of difficult. And I say that because my husband is a minister.
Yes.
How were you able to deal with personal life and ministry, especially now at St. Luke? I know it's easier now since he's older.
Yeah, he's grown, so I'm good with that. But I grew up in that lifestyle.
Okay.
So,
that's right. Yeah.
You know, uh-huh. I guess I'm accustomed to it now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have things planned personally and things break out because you can't control circumstances and situations, again, it's all about making yourself available. But at the same time, there is a definite need for self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn that, how to get rest. And I think if my pastor's watching, he probably thinks I take too much rest now. Mm. So
because you learn how to do
I
it.
I go home. Uh-huh. I go when I'm done in ministry and you know making sure everybody's taken care of. I go home.
Yeah.
I don't hang out as much as I used to, or probably as I should. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's my age. I don't mm-hmm. know, but I enjoy being at home.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a paradox. I think I'm an introvert, mm-hmm. but every job I've ever had causes me to do extrovert stuff.
Right.
So I got to be around people. I got to interact with people, but every opportunity that I get to be by myself, mm-hmm. I take it.
You enjoy that a long
time.
I
love it.
Yeah. I can relate to that because I'm tired.
Absolutely.
My body is just is saying, can you please just give us a little
sit
bit of time?
Down.
Yeah. So I understand. I understand. Mm-hmm. So even when your son was little, because I would see your face was almost on every flyer, every church event that was coming up. I'm like, she is everywhere. How is
so
she doing
now
it?
My son is everywhere.
Is he?
Yeah. So
that's amazing.
But so he grew up with school and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Had to because I grew up, my parents were there. Everything we did, if it was a play at school or debate tournaments, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was because I was not athletic. They were mm-hmm. determined to make me an athlete, but mm-hmm. I just went into it. But mm-hmm. everything we did at school, our parents were there. So mm-hmm. I kind of, you know, I grew up in knowing that's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So when my son grew up, he was in the band and we tried football for a little. I was so glad when he said, I don't want to do it. Praise God. Good. I knew how to have that balance.
And you told us earlier that your mother had passed in 2008. Mm-hmm. So I have no doubt if she saw the woman that you
I
are
hope
today,
she'd be so proud.
She would be proud. So I can only imagine that was a hard time.
Absolutely.
When mom had left. So how have you been able to deal with that in ministry as well? I know it makes a difference when you have a mother that has loved the Lord and has brought you up in the Lord and you know mm-hmm. is saved. I have no doubt that that makes mm-hmm. a difference. How's that changed your life? And ministry-wise is what I'm asking.
On said it caused me to grow up. Mm. I was grown. I was 35. But I realized as I looked at how she handled her business, mm-hmm. I was like, I got a whole lot of growing up to do. And so it caused me to grow
up.
At 35.
Wow, okay.
And so at the time when she passed, her and my father, you know, they passed to the church. So mm-hmm. I kind of stepped away from Antioch at the time. I was still a member. But I went to go and help my father. Because mm-hmm. my mother was a very big part of the ministry. You know, they founded the church
right.
or whatever.
Yeah.
So I stepped away to go and help my dad. I became the assistant pastor mm-hmm. Of Living Word, Learning mm-hmm. and Worship Center. So I did that for a few years. Mm-hmm. And you could become frustrated, but I always had to remember my parents were so giving and so patient and understanding. And so I'm used to just being around church people who know what church is
yeah.
and the church jargon and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And my parents have I don't know what the word is. They know how to love on people mm-hmm. that weren't like where they should be. Mm-hmm. Not the church people, all church people where it should be, but
yeah.
these were people from the streets. They were like in the hood.
Yeah.
And so when you would have like just people walking in drunk off the street and get them saved. And I don't know. I think I started, my patience started getting
right.
worn thin, but, mm-hmm. So I just kind of felt, I served there for about 3 years, and I just kind of felt like, I don't know, my time was up.
Mm-hmm.
But I made sure my dad was where he needed. My dad, matter of fact, just retired at the end last year mm-hmm. from pastoring. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I stepped up to like take the reins or the mantle that she left.
Yeah.
And so even when I'm up ministering or preparing to do ministry, it's like I can just hear her saying, don't do this, don't do that, don't get up there with all that.
That's amazing.
Do what you gonna do, sit down, you know, all of that. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, people call me her name. They say the older I get, the more I act like her.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I can only imagine you love that. That's good. So now, again, you are over the ministry there at St. Luke. Are there any times or any moments in particular that you can think of that has made you realize, yes, God, this is why I'm here? Have you ever mm-hmm. had those, I don't know, aha moments, epiphanies, or that just, God, this is what this is all
yes,
about?
Yes, absolutely.
For me personally, you know, I've gone through my spells, and this is something I need to work on, I personally need to work on. I've gone through my spells where I'm just like, me? Really? I just feel insignificant. I feel like what you have given me is too big for me. Mm-hmm. And I, who am I? But then God will give me something to remind me that this is it. This is why. Right. Have you had those moments? What have some of those been for you?
Several moments where I was like, okay, maybe I'm too old for this. And that's when I have my eye on the big picture, the numbers and all that. Yeah. But the aha moments when God says, this is why you're here, is when I'm able to see where I'm making a difference in an individual's life.
Yeah.
And you, like I said, you gain those along the way. And I think sometimes when we start to look at the big pictures and those who serve in, you know, youth ministry, young adult ministry, you know, we have different quotas or whatever that we have to meet given by our senior pastors. And sometimes when it's not there, you tend to feel like, you know what? I don't even think I'm cut out for this no more.
Every time
I have that conversation with myself, God will allow me to minister to some teenager or some young adult and allow me to mentor them to a point where I see the difference that I'm making in their lives. And so I just believe that there's a song, if I can help somebody, just somebody along the way, then my living or my preaching or whatever, it will not be in vain.
Yes, will not be in vain.
Yeah. It's those individual moments.
Right, right.
Not so much the big picture.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Is there one in particular that you can remember? I'm asking because one that's made the difference in your life as well. Any of those moments?
I have an individual who, they've been at the church, and it wasn't that long ago, and she's a young adult, and she thought so much of me that one of her friends was having some, you know, for me, you know, we're grown women, so it's just like some guy problems, so she's going to be okay, but it was like wearing her out. Mm-hmm. She brought her friend to me, I want you to talk to my young adult pastor. I think she can help you. And so I met them over breakfast at IHOP, and we talked and prayed with her. And I was like, you're going to be okay. But I thought that was like a big deal for me that this girl from my church will go and get her friend and say, I got somebody that I think can help you get through this.
Yeah.
So that was a big deal.
Right. Yeah. It is when someone thinks that.
That's one of those
aha
moments. That's why I'm here.
Right. It helps you to remember what your calling is and why. And those make a difference. I thank God for those moments because they keep me going. They really keep you going. They keep you going.
And you just got to remember. When you start to get overwhelmed with the other stuff, you got to remember the difference you've made along the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Tell us, is there anything in particular you'd like to share with any of our listeners out there? Again, 78% are females that listen to us on a regular basis. Is there anything that you would like to say to any of those females out there that may be contemplating or maybe in ministry? Any bit of advice that you may have that's helped you along the way?
Okay, and then I think this will go male or female. The call to preach is a call to study. You know, you got to study. Yes. Don't be the preacher that only studies when they got to preach.
Yes.
Don't be the preacher that only studies when they got to get up and teach Sunday school or whatever your assignment is for the moment.
That's
study,
good.
Study, study.
Right.
I think I can't remember who said this, but the greatest or the worst indictment on a preacher is to not have anything to say and get up and say it anyway. You don't have anything to say. You haven't studied. Yeah. If you're going to read the text, I think that you are committing yourself to explain the text. Mm-hmm. So be prepared. Don't just get up there. Because I do not like it when people just, they get up and they read and whatever, and then they just start talking about just bird walking is what I call it. And so whatever people are saying amen to the loudest, that's the direction they're going.
Yeah.
So you have no structure. You have, you haven't put anything together.
Right.
You know, we're in a different day and time. You can't just get up there and whoop and holler and think that it's okay. We got too much access to the internet. Mm-hmm. People are seeing excellence done in other places. And so it's time to step up.
Right.
So that's male or female. Mm-hmm. So always, always make time to study the word.
Right.
And I'm not just talking about just read it. You know, have your devotional time. But
study.
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 Study the word.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is so important. I know one thing I'm finding with a lot of people that are in ministry or say they're in ministry is that they're in it for the wrong reasons, for show, mm-hmm. For people just to see them, to get their name called, mm-hmm. for recognition. And then when it's time to present or give what God has given you,
right.
you have nothing to offer the people.
Because you haven't availed yourself. Right. You haven't been stilled because you've been chasing yeah. popularity. You've yeah. been chasing celebrityism or whatever you want right. to call it. But, yeah, and so now when it's time for you to stand up or maybe it's not on the stage. Whenever somebody comes to you because you have presented yourself as mm-hmm. this woman of God or this man of God. Yeah. So now that they've come to you, you can't help them.
You got to
there's nothing in you.
Right. Nothing at all.
That's yeah. horrible.
Right. And it is. Yeah. It is. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
Don't let your talent take you where your character can't keep.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And that's good. That's mm-hmm. good advice. Good for both men and women. Well, this was great. This was an awesome interview. I feel like there's some more things I want to ask you.
I don't even know why did she want to interview me? Like, what is it? But I'm glad I came.
Yeah, because
I'm glad I accepted.
Because of who you are. You know, God has you know, I met you the one time. And then we became friends on Facebook here.
Uh-huh.
And then I've just kept up. You know, I'm strolling and I'll see what you're doing. I'm like, oh, she's doing that. I remember one while you all were going to different places.
Restaurant tours.
And yeah, you uh-huh. all were singing. And then when we had gotten this building.
Oh, the pop-up worship.
Yes. We had gotten this building. I said, I want to reach out and see if they'll come and just pray over our building before we move in and do all these things. But I didn't. I'm like, oh, they seem so busy. Oh. I'm not going to bother them. But because I see you doing a work. And... Mm-hmm. What I look for, and what you were saying other people are looking for when people stand before them, I look for people that are genuine,
mm-hmm.
people that are real, mm-hmm. people that won't sugarcoat anything
right.
for myself. And then, you know, these are people that I present to my daughters.
Right.
I want to make sure it's people that's real, mm-hmm. that love the Lord, and I can see the call of God on their life. And you know the Spirit by the Spirit.
Absolutely.
So I discern the Spirit. I know when the Spirit of God is real in someone else. And so that's why. That's why. And I thought you would be just a blessing. And again, just seeing you keep going, it encourages me
Absolutely.
To, you know, even continue this show, which, you know, has discouraged me at times because the numbers weren't there. I'm like, ain't nobody listening to this show. And then, boom, all of a sudden, I'm like, Canada, wow, Ireland, Africa,
right.
what is happening, Lord? Yeah.
But there are other countries.
You know,
and
it's amazing. So, so that's why.
Yeah,
that's
and that's just the enemy comes to discourage us,
yes.
especially when you're doing a great work. So,
yeah.
And I have to learn that. I have to keep be mindful of that because
again,
sometimes you can fall into this depression or, again, because we're comparing ourselves
yeah.
sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes things, those shots do hurt.
Yeah.
You know, when you're really naming the name of Christ and you're doing a serious work for the Lord, the
right.
enemy is going to shoot
mm-hmm.
his best shots.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah.
I have just been able to, thankfully, have in every time that happens to me,
mm-hmm.
I have people around me
yeah.
Who are encouraging me and
yeah.
keep going, you know, you can't quit, you can't stay at home,
yeah.
and come on, you know,
right.
pick your head up.
Right.
I just went mm-hmm. through, well, a few years ago, just went through a divorce, and mm-hmm. so I would say my friends are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Like on Sundays, where you going?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to just stay in the house for
mm-hmm.
a minute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not going home.
A few years
home.
Ago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going home. You're
mm-hmm.
coming with us.
That's good.
You're going to come eat. You're going to come to our house. You're going to come hang out. Or we're going to go do this. So
that's
they wouldn't
good.
Let me.
Good.
And so it's always important to surround yourself
mm-hmm.
with people who are going to encourage you and
right.
going to push you to be better.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want people who's going to propagate foolishness. You
mm-hmm.
know,
yeah.
If that was me, I would have did this. And No. I don't need those kind of people in my
right.
space. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Who you have around you matters.
Right.
It matters.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. So you had a good circle around you, and I'm sorry to hear
Absolutely.
That. I had no idea. So you had a good circle of friends
mm-hmm.
around you. How else were you able to handle it?
Just, you know, again, it always goes, your foundation is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Foundation is everything.
Yeah.
So when I would want to be depressed or when I would want to be vengeful, no. You're better than that.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's not who you are. So you just stay the course, hold your head up, you keep going.
Mm-hmm.
That's just when I see people on social media or even in real life, but that's going to always be my hashtag. If you're going through something, mm-hmm. hold your head up, hashtag, keep going.
Keep going.
Just keep going. Yeah. You may be crying. Keep showing up. Just keep coming. And I think that was the blessing. Sometimes being a preacher, being a singer, a lot of times I have to minister to myself.
Mm, yes.
I don't know what all you do at your church, or even when you're working with these children, sometimes you're hurting so bad, ooh. But you have to stand up. And you got to tell them, God's going to make a way. You got to stand up and you got to tell them.
And when you're hurting.
When you're hurting.
Yes.
You got to stand up and tell them it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
So, to whom much is given, much is required. Yeah. And so, mm-hmm. You got to keep going.
Yeah. And I've run into that so many times. You know, where I'm having to keep the smile on my face.
Gotta keep
inside
going.
I'm hurting.
But hopefully you have somebody that lets you scream and cry.
Oh, yes. And, yeah, my husband does.
Yeah.
He don't let it last long.
No.
He don't let it last long. He's like, okay. But now it's time.
That's what my pastor always says. Yeah. Pastor Alexander says, it's okay to cry, but you need to set a time.
Right.
I'm going to cry these 15, 20 minutes. When that clock says up, wash your face.
Right.
And come on, let's do business.
That's right. So, right. And it has worked. God is so awesome.
Yes.
You know, just so awesome how his peace, you know, mm-hmm. the word God tells us that his peace, it surpasses all understanding. I will never understand.
Never understand.
I will never understand how when I'm going through my brokenness, even when I'm struggling with this nonprofit, mm-hmm. because I want to present an excellent business.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm saying this is God's business.
Right, God,
to
please
be...
don't have me. I hear these things bad, Lord.
Yes.
Now, I'm representing you.
And I'm still keeping a smile on my face. You know, it is hard.
Yes.
It is hard. But
it's not impossible.
It's not. It's
mm-hmm.
not. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Well, this was awesome. This was good. This was good. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I enjoyed this. I don't want it to end. What did you want to talk about? this was good, but I didn't know that you had gone through a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I wouldn't have ever been able to tell.
Because
you kept going. I would have never known.
But no, I'm a human, so I had my down days.
Yeah,
or whatever. But
I can imagine.
Who you surround yourself with is very important. And then, of course, you got to stay rooted in the Word. Sometimes, now, there were days I don't want to read the Word right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pray. But you got to have somebody there. Like, come on, Sheree, come on.
Yeah.
Up there. And let me just go back. Because I've had faith struggles. I have my back. You see my haircut, right?
Mm-hmm.
This right here. People think this is a part. This is a surgical scar.
Okay.
Had brain surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I can remember when I was diagnosed with the brain tumor. Mm-hmm. I just started wigging out. And I had my daddy and my mom and my daddy. They were praying. But I was just, I think I was talking crazy. Like,
mm-hmm.
start running my resume to the Lord. I've been doing this for you, God, and this.
Oh, wow.
Why is this happening? Uh-huh. My dad was like, "Hold on, preacher. What happened to all that faith you've been preaching about?"
Yes.
So you need people like that will put it back in your face.
Yes,
and remind you of who you are and what you stand for.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that.
Oh yeah,
that's something.
My
I'm
God,
guilty.
I don't, listen, this is what I did. I did this. I've been doing this. How you gonna let this happen to me? You know.
Yeah. So you've had brain surgery. I would have never known that.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
This was in 2004.
Okay.
And look, so I was doing teen church the other Sunday, mm-hmm. and had the kids. We've been talking about prayer,
mm-hmm.
and praying for each other. And one of them said, "I need everybody to pray for my mother. She has a brain tumor." I was like, "Yes, God, this is another opportunity to share with the kids of what you can do."
Mm-hmm.
And so I showed them. They all thought this was like, I get this part in my hair,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to be stylish.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is permanent. This is not going anywhere. But, you know, so I shared with them how God brought me through it. He can bring your mama through it.
Yeah. So I bet that was encouraging.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was another one of those aha moments.
Right.
I had to be here for that moment.
God was awesome. God is just awesome.
Yes.
God, so that was all planned. And then the scar is just happens to be stylish.
It just happens to be stylish at the moment.
Look at God. Yeah. That's amazing. That is amazing.
You got to work with what you've been given.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It ain't going nowhere.
Right.
So.
Well, your son, you said he's 21. Tell us about him. You said he's doing things now.
He has a group, Revived of Little Rock.
Revived.
He's a part of,
I'm
sure you see them all over.
Yeah.
That's my son. He's the lead singer.
Wow.
And so I'm excited because he could be doing so many other
things.
Young
people? All young people?
All young people.
Revived. Okay.
Yep. young adults, all guys. Mm-hmm. And Rodney was he's a drummer as well. So mm-hmm. as a little boy, I tell this story. Rodney's not had drum lessons. When Rodney was like 2 years old, he like kicked the rails out of his baby bed, just going around beating on my furniture, mm-hmm. beating on our furniture. So I guess it's just always been in him to be. So he's a phenomenal drummer.
Wow.
And mm-hmm. so that's how people knew him initially. So when he just came out and just started singing, it just kind of blew everybody away.
Yeah.
I'm a singer. His dad was a singer. His dad's passed away a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. But he was a singer as well.
Mm-hmm.
My family sings. So it's like in him to sing.
Mm-hmm.
He just never did it. Mm-hmm. You know, I made him sing in the youth choir and stuff like that.
Right.
But he was more interested in getting in the musician's pit and playing the drums.
Right. So now he sings.
He's still the drummer at Antioch. He's still at Antioch.
Okay.
And so he's the drummer there.
Really? Okay, well.
I'm sure you've seen
him.
He was just at your church Sunday for the quartet thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's your son.
That's my son, Rodney.
Did not know that. Mm-hmm. Okay, then. That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so their group is called Revive.
Revive the Little.
And how many of them are there?
Five.
I'm wondering if I've heard them.
So, yeah.
Okay, and he's the lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, then. Well, it was such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being
so
here.
So much. And you'll come back?
I will come back.
Good. I definitely am going
to
have you back. I am. But this was fun. This was fun. Thank you so much. And everybody, if you want to find Cherie, tell us where everyone can find you.
You can find me on Facebook at Cherie Evans. And that's, I have a little accent over the E, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, that's facebook.com, Cherie Evans. If you want to find me on Instagram, it's Elder G Cherie, the number one. And then if you want to find me on Twitter, I am Cherie Evans. Mm-hmm. That's my handle. So.
Okay. And so do you still go different places and sing as well? Do you have an album out?
I put out a three song sampler. So I'm going back into the studio to go ahead and finish. I did a whole live recording.
Okay. I thought it happened. Like that.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm putting my attention back on that.
Okay.
So as a matter of fact, the studio that I'm going to has just finished its renovations. And so he reached out to me this week. So hopefully we'll be hearing something from me before
awesome.
The year.
Awesome. Yeah. And again, everybody, Elder Cherie, she does minister. She is an awesome, awesome speaker. God definitely uses her. So if you're interested, just reach out to her. What is your email address?
My email address is Elder G Cherie, that's Sheree, at svcglobal.net. Or you can just reach me at my work email, which is sluke@mbc.org.
All righty. Well, that's how you get in touch with Ms. Cherie Evans. And again, she is anointed and appointed, and you will definitely enjoy her. So you guys, if you do reach out to her on Facebook, look at some of the clips. I've seen a few clips of you out there where you've ministered also.
Mm-hmm.
Was it on YouTube or Facebook?
Papa Worship is on YouTube.
Okay, that was probably it. But she is awesome. And so, if you're interested in booking her, email her. Get in touch with her.
Absolutely.
It will definitely, definitely bless your soul. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, there you have it. The amazing Elder Cherie Evans. Again, thank you, Elder Evans, for coming and sharing, sitting and talking with me. It was truly a blessing, and it's an interview that I will not forget. It was so good. I didn't want it to end. I wanted to keep talking and talking, but I saw that the time was passing. So I am definitely in about a year or so going to have Elder Cherie Evans come back so she can just let us know about the amazing changes and things that are going on in her life still. Again, you all got her social media handles. If you need an awesome speaker, an appointed, anointed speaker, she is the woman to call on. You will be blessed. You will not be disappointed. Reach out to her, and I'm telling you, you are going to be glad that you did. Well, as you all can see, we have a new look, we have a new sound, and it's taken a while to get everything up and off of the ground. I hope that you are loving it. I want to say thank you to those who are still sending me emails. Thank you. I am praying with you. If you have sent me an email, and if I have not responded, know that I am praying for you and I will reach out to you. I am making that my goal before the month of February is out to reach out to all of those who have emailed me over the last 2 months. I want you to know that we are praying for you. We are, we know that God is going to meet your need. Keep the faith, keep holding on. And I know that God is going to meet your need. He says that faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, and that it is the evidence of those things that are not seen. So even though you cannot see it, that's where your faith comes in at. You've got to believe God at his word. If he says he's going to do it, then God is going to do it for you. Do not lose faith. Do not lose hope. I'm telling you, I know without a shadow of a doubt that God is a keeper of his word. And I am praying with you just for your strength, and that God can get you through those trying times. Continue to email me at info@successinchrist.net. Visit my website. I have a couple of them, LaGeniaBearden.com and info@successinchrist.net. I invite you guys to join my Success in Christ Testimonies group on Facebook. So if you have not yet liked Success in Christ on Facebook, go to Facebook, type in Success in Christ in the search engine. We will come up, and I invite you to like the Success in Christ page, and also to join our Success in Christ testimonies page. I want to hear about those testimonies. I want to feature you guys. I'm telling you, you guys have some amazing testimonies and some amazing stories. The Bible tells us that we are overcomers by the words of our testimonies. So get those testimonies out. Let everybody know what God is doing in your life. Share that. And I will be picking some of those various times to share on air with our listening audience. Hey, again, guys, I want to thank each and every last one of you for listening to this podcast. You have no idea how much it is just encouraging me and strengthening me, and just allowing me to see that God is just, he is still just a promise keeper. He is going to keep his word. Thank you guys so much. I have no words. You have no idea how much you guys bless me. Hey, come on back. I'll have another new episode in a couple of weeks for you guys. I'm going to work hard to make sure I can get weekly episodes at least before this year is out. So you guys pray with me about that. Thanks for listening. Again, reach out to Cherie Evans. If you need prayer, you can reach out to me. I love you guys. God bless. And I pray that you have a great week. Remember that there is always success in Christ. Bye-bye.